The saga of political intrigue in Lebanon continues. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're bringing you the latest on tensions in the Middle East and how a gospel ministry is breaking through it all. And then with changes in prison communities comes an update in prison ministry. So take the next few minutes to listen to what God is doing globally. We'll start today in the Middle East. Hegemony is the predominance of one state over others, in this case, Sunni versus Shia. The battle for a regional superiority is raging between Saudi Arabia and Iran right now, and Lebanon might get dragged into the middle of it. Nuna founded Triumphant Mercy in Lebanon a decade ago, and the team she works with is meeting the needs of Iraqis, Syrians, and Afghans who've sought refuge in Lebanon. Right now, she says,
you can just feel the tension. Even this week, I was sitting with some of them, and they were just expressing how they have fled their country because of all the what's happening, and now they're feeling they don't know where to go again.
Things remain unsettled in the government, with a delicate balance of power threatening to tip. So she's asking you and me to pray wisdom for the team. Plus, God has been using Lebanon as a beacon of light and hope in the region, and things are changing. Whole cultures are being transformed through Christ.
I don't think ever we've seen what is happening now. The Saudi Arabia king received the patriarch of Lebanon and is going to open a church in Saudi Arabia. And this is unprecedented.
So for now, she's hanging on for the ride.
I love it. I love just to be blown away by God's interventions without human effort of any kind.
Next, it takes just $5 to put a Bible into the hands of somebody who may have never held one before. And people around the world are catching that vision. They know that their $5 gift can completely change someone's world by providing them with a direct connection to the Word of God in their own language. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says,
we are receiving a monthly gift from Zambia, Africa. And when I went to the website and looked at these folks and who they were, Ruth, it was amazing to realize these people looked like a group of people that we should be helping them out.
What makes this beautiful is the diversity. Folks from 28 countries have contributed. It's a simple message. Bibles for China. Folks are willing to help out because they understand the value of the written Word of God, and they know that Bibles for China is doing a good job of getting those Bibles into the hands of people in rural China who need it. The ministry team is simply walking alongside the fast-growing body of Christians as they live out their faith.
They go to hospitals and talk and visit with people about the Lord, and those people leave the hospital, they come back and join and become a part of the body of believers.
So $5 has an eternal impact. If you're looking for a way to find your place in this story, head to missionnews.org and we'll connect you. And finally, societal changes are to be expected over the years. Crossroads Prison Ministries is making some changes of their own to keep up with today's community needs in prison. Dara Nykamp with Crossroads says about 2 years ago, they did an in-depth study of the prison communities that they're offering Bible studies to. And they had some interesting findings.
Men and women in prison, the education level had dropped compared to where people were, you know, even 10, 15 years ago. And the other thing they realized within those conversations is that people were coming into prison and into our program with less Bible knowledge. You know, 10, 15 years ago, grandma used to take grandkids with her to church. You know, even if mom and dad weren't going, the grandkids still had some basic Bible education. And that's not the case anymore.
Because of this, Crossroads has added a new intro course to the Bible study for prisoners. This new course helps mentors and students get to know each other better, and it explains who God is. Crossroads launched the pilot course this week. You can find your place in this story by becoming a mentor.
Be praying, if you can, for the ministry at large as we move forward with our kind of curriculum expansion, that the materials that we're adding into our already solid program will do even more to reach men and women in prison and empower them to really become the church where they are.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanga Podaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change where the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.